morning, everybody, and welcome to church. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. My name is Simon. Helping me in today's service are our musicians, Adele, Rosemary, and Junglin. Reading to us from the Bible will be Simon, and leading us in prayer will be Trevor, and Trevor will also be teaching us our Bible. This statement, next statement, we read out each Sunday, but it has a very special meaning. It's what we are. We here at Abbotsford Anglican Church are a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who've come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way, according to His word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us. What does God really want us to do? Trevor?
Well, it certainly is the question that we ask after we've thought about, well, now that we're right with God and we're part of His family and we ought to meet together, this is what the last two sermons have been about, and we live according to God's word, the Bible, well, what does God actually now want me to do, you know, in the light of all of that? And so that's what we're thinking about today from Romans chapter 12.
Thank you very much. Our mission focus for March is on Bush Church Aid Society, the Pharisees in Kununurra off the coast or on the coast in western Australia. We also have a focus on Anglicare. Our focus on ministry of Anglicare is on Anglican hospital chaplains. Our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, you have brought us here today. This time we meet with you and your people is special. Help us not to take this moment with you and your people for granted. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul and strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have met together to thank God, to meet with Jesus and to encourage one another while we wait for Christ's return. We shall praise God in our words and by what we do. We shall hear from His holy word and we shall pray for the church and for all people. Let us hear from God's word. The sentence of Scripture today comes to us from Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Please stand and join with us in our first hymn, Living Hope.
Good morning, everybody. This is a new song. This is going to be one that we're going to be singing up through and into Easter. So it's talking about how our hope lays in Jesus Christ, in what He did for us in dying and rising again and giving us new life in Him. So we're just going to sing it through. We're not going to repeat any bits. You can just sort of try and catch on as you can. And then we're going to be singing it at the end of the service as well. So this will hopefully be a great song for us as we go into Easter.
Great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into
so great a mercy, what high
Please be seated. Now we come to a time of confession and forgiveness. Let us now confess our sins to Almighty God. Join with me, please. Most merciful God, we humbly admit that we need your help. We confess that we have wandered from your way. We have done wrong, and we have failed to do what is right. You alone can save us. Have mercy on us, wipe out our sins, and teach us to forgive others. Bring forth in us the fruit of your Spirit, that we may live as disciples of Christ. This we ask in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. God wills that all people should be saved, and in response to his call, we acknowledge our sins. He pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be blessing and honour forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song. He has done marvellous things.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. It's from Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Call out and tell me what you think you see there up in the picture here. What's this? It's a hand, and what's in the hand? It's a pencil, okay? What's some things that you can use a pencil for? Writing, yeah? What would children use pencils for, do you think? Yeah? To drawing, yeah, okay. To drawing, and that's an appropriate way, isn't it, to use a pencil and to use your hands. But what about this? Is this an appropriate way to use your pencils? Yes, says... watch him, Irene, with a pencil, all right? The little girl's drawing on the wall, Leo. Well, okay. All right. What about this one here? What's this a picture of? It's a toothbrush, all right. And what do you use your toothbrush for? Cleaning it, Leo. Cleaning your teeth. That's right. Cleaning your teeth. You clean your teeth. You do not use your own toothbrush, all right, that's set apart for cleaning your teeth, all right, to clean the toilet, all right? You might use a different one, but you don't use the one that you use that's set apart, sanctified, set apart, all right, for your cleaning of your teeth. All right, what about up here? What have we got here? It's a smile. What do we usually use to smile with? our teeth and our mouths. That's right. And we can use our mouths for speaking words, kind words to one another. And I gather, and this is an inappropriate way of speaking with your words, in an angry way or a putting down way or a hurting way, isn't it? Our mouths are set aside, set apart for saying nice things to one another. What about here? This is a picture of friends, family, together, isn't it? And it's wonderful to belong to the family. And if someone wants to join your friendship or join your little family group or to be part of and be part of you, what do you do? You welcome them in, don't you? That's an appropriate way if you've been set apart as a family, as a people, you know, enjoying that wonderful togetherness. Of inviting others to come and join in with it as well. And you would have heard Simon at the beginning of our church time together reminding us that we as a church invite people to come and know God with us. So an inappropriate way would be to shun them away, isn't it? Or to say to them, no, you're not like us. Or, no, we don't want you. You don't fit in with us. You're not like us. All right. So, no, that's not what we would do appropriately, would it? Well, as God's people, we have a choice to make. And the choice is the next little verse that comes in this, and we're going to talk a bit more about this in our Bible timing together. But it says, how do we do that? How do we make that decision between doing what is appropriate and what is not what's inappropriate? Well, the scriptures go on to say, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will is. And we go to the Bible to find out what God wants us and how to put everything appropriately into practice. So, cross for the inappropriate behaviours and ticks for the appropriate behaviours. Our next song is another one by Colin Buchanan. And it's a reminder to us, this new song, that we are not of our own. We belong to God. God made us. He set us apart. He's sanctifying us, making us more like Jesus to be his kind of people in this world. So stand up and sing along with me and see how we go with this new song.
The life inside your bones.
Made by God for God alone. Made by God for God alone.
You've got to do everything to the praise of your Maker, the mighty Creator of everyone. Got to do everything to the praise of your Maker, who holds you together right now.
Made by God for God alone. Made by God for God alone.
Here we go now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You have come to Jesus to be forgiven. Gotta come to Jesus to be forgiven through faith in the risen Son.
Made by God for God alone. Made by God for God alone. Made by God for God alone. Made by God for God alone.
You and I were
made by God
Please take a moment to welcome and join in greeting each other, preparing to hear God's word. Our Bible reading this morning is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. Please open your Bibles to page 1137 or follow along on the screen or on the handout in your news and notes.
Good morning, everyone. Today's Bible reading is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy, in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one and other. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Simon. Please, everyone, keep your Bibles open there at that passage. And also, if you haven't got a Bible nearby you, you'll find the Bible reading actually in the news and notes, as always, printed out there as well. It'd be important to follow along with that so that you can hear what's being said is coming from God's word, not just from Trevor. This part of the Bible, Romans chapter 12, comes at a transition in Paul's letter to the Romans. Up to chapter 11, Paul has been explaining to the church how we are right with God. And that is through not anything we have done or anybody else has done other than what God has done for us through Jesus. And this is not something that is deserving, that we've been good enough to actually deserve God, to actually have mercy upon us and forgive us and make us right with God. This has come because of God choosing to. Remember the game we played last week? Not literally, but stuck in the mud, remember? We had to call upon God, and God chose to actually come amongst us and rescue us and make us friends with him through the person and work of Jesus by his life, death, and resurrection, taking upon himself the things that block us, the sin that blocks us from being friends with God now and forever. Jesus has done it. And Paul sums this all up as God's mercy. Now, we described mercy a couple of weeks ago again, you remember, it being not something that we deserve, but it's unmerited favour. It's something that only someone can give if they are above the law. You know, the law might say guilty, but they'll choose to say, right, they're the ones who make the laws, and they'll say, I have mercy upon you. So it's a real privilege, undeserved, to be called to have mercy. And so the question is, well, what does God want me to do now in response to this? How am I to respond to that? And so this is where now Paul, in the remaining chapters of Romans, and we're only going to be looking at the very first chapter, chapter 12 there, of what we can do now in response to God's mercy towards us. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you every time we pick it up that you remind us that we are not left to our own ideas about who you are. You have told us who you are. You have spoken in the past, and now you have become one of us in Jesus. And those who saw you have now written down what you want us to know and what you want to be said to us. So, Father God, may you open our eyes, open our ears, grant us the grace to allow your Spirit to work amongst us today, to be more and more like Jesus, to do what pleases him. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm assuming that in every household you have what's called a safety switch. Is that right? Or a circuit breaker? Well, you should, all right? Okay. There's a situation where, you know, you could find that, you know, accidents happen and you just be so grateful the grandchildren are there and something happens, the safety switch goes off, right? A circuit breaker, something to do with that. I think I've used this illustration before, but we as Christians so often want God to be the circuit breaker in the world, to be the one who changes the world around about us. And he is doing that. And that we can somehow just sit back and be a passenger along the way and just, you know, go for the flow and God does it all kind of thing. Well, we're being reminded today that God has made us circuit breakers too. Different makers into the world, starting in our own families and in our church family and then in the communities and groups of which we are associated with in our various lives that we have. You are a difference maker. And I don't know how that hits with you or sits with you at that point to think of being a difference maker in your workplace. It's hard, isn't it? Especially when everyone else is going with the worldly flow and to know, to have the wisdom to know what it is to be a circuit breaker, to be someone who is different, who brings about good in the place. We pray for it all the time, don't we? God, please bring about good. Bring about good. We turn the TVs on, we listen to the radio, we see what's on social media, and we say, oh, Lord, please bring good. God brings good. Yes, he does, but he uses you too and me in this process. This is what he wants us to do. And it's God allows us to do this so that we might be more and more like himself in the world, more and more like Jesus in the world. And that's called sanctification. That's a big word, all right? Being set apart, made by God for the purposes that God has made us. All right. Now, for some people, when they hear this, when they've become Christians, they're like the little plant that grows, and then the worries and the concerns of the world and these sorts of things choke them, and they go, "No, it's too hard," and give it up. All right. But Jesus said to that group, "If you have ears to hear, let yourself grow." And this is, I'm hoping, as we listen into today, that we'll be ones who want to grow and be more like Jesus. So turn with me firstly to chapter 12 here. Look there with me at verses 1 through to 2. This is a linking two verses between chapters 1 to 11 to what follows. And whenever you see the word therefore, right, it always means in the light of what's gone before, take into consideration this is where you're going now. All right, so the first thing it says there, therefore I urge you. Right? It's the wonderful word urge, isn't it? It's a sense of like, I'm not telling you, this is an obedience, but look, you know, can't you see this is the right way to go about it? Look, come with me. I urge you. Brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. So there we have the basis. In view of how God has treated you, unworthy as we are, and granted to us, not to be taken away from us. We are right with God through the work of Jesus, eternally secure. Very significant because Christ died for us, right? In view of God's mercy, now to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Well, that sounds dangerous. That sounds hard, doesn't it? Offer, give up, allow, offer yourself. This is what you can do. You don't have to die, all right? It says living, all right? But it may mean going without. It may mean being, in a way, not as important as others might be around. It might mean missing out on the other job or the situation, but being or not even being recognized, but God sees. Offer your bodies, offer yourself, offer your very being now as a living sacrifice, all right? It's told straight up, this is not going to be easy. It is a sacrifice to us. But why? Why? The next two words tell us why. Holy and pleasing to God. This is not something that you do, saying, I offer my body as a living sacrifice in a holy and pleasing way to God. But actually, Paul is saying here, you are now holy, right? You are now pleasing to God because of who God is and what he's done for us. You are now a holy person, a person pleasing to God. Therefore, you are made by God for God alone. You are set apart for his purposes, okay? And to do that appropriately in view of God's mercy. Can you see the link now back to the toothbrush and to the mouth and to the pencil and to the family group, right? We are holy. And sometimes we may well say to God, God, you don't know me very well, all right? Yes, but when we put our faith in who Jesus is and what he's done for us on the cross, and we accept that as a gift, as grace, God has saved us. There's a force field around there now. In other words, we are saved eternally. We are right with God despite how we feel. All right, remember the thief on the cross? He simply said it in words to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said, today you'll be with me in paradise. God knows the sincerity of our hearts in that space. You are right with God if you put your faith in Jesus and what he has done for you in his life, death and resurrection to take your sin upon him and receive that by faith. That will not be taken away. Well, what does that mean? I don't have to do anything, all right? No, in view of you being holy now and pleasing to God, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. This is talking about sanctification, being made more and more like Jesus. And so when we feel a little bit guilty because we may not have done what pleases God we sometimes jump to the conclusion that we've broken the salvation area. Oh, I'm not going to heaven anymore. I'm not right with God anymore, all right? No, you are right with God. It's the sanctification bit in the middle here, all right? He's helping us to realize, well, if you're not behaving like Jesus would want you to behave, then we need to repent and change and be more and more like him. And if you are, encourage yourself or encourage others. It's the inside thing. Does that help kind of thing and engage there, right? Speak about that more in the Bible study questions in your growth groups if you do this, we will pray that out even further. So in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And again, we have another misunderstanding of what the word worship is. Most people think that this is worship. This is worship. This is part of worship. Worship is giving God his worth. Giving to God, doing for God what is worthy of God to receive. And that goes beyond what we do when we're meeting here of a Sunday. It's how we now relate to our family, our work, our colleagues, our enemies, our people who don't like us, people who do like us, everything. It's moving into that. That is our offering. It's our worship, our giving God his worth by the way in which we behave and live. And we ought to encourage one another and praise and thank God for when we see how we're doing that amongst us, right, and in our families. This is our proper worship. But how do we do that? Well, Paul goes on and says, look, I know it's so much tempting in the world. Remember the picture of the lady there with the two ways to live. We have at every moment of our lives two situations in which to choose to go each day, every day, right? And it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Conform means just simply going along with the crowd, okay? Do not conform. And there might be reasons for why we need to think about why is it that I find it easy to conform to the world? What am I afraid of losing? What am I afraid of that I conform to the world? And so they're little things to be mindful of. But be transformed. Transformed is something that's done to us, all right? Conforming is something we do. Transforming is something that's done to us, all right? And transformed by the renewing of the way our mind, the way in which we think. One of the wonderful privileges that we have as Christians is that when we did become a Christian, God came and dwelt within us by his Holy Spirit. God's presence is within us, helping us to be more and more like Jesus in every way, reminding us when we're doing what's right and reminding us when we're not. It's a feeling. It might be something that someone says. It's realizing that we're doing the right thing by God because we're comparing it to what God has said in his word. And we here at Abbotsford Anglican Church are choosing to live life according to God's word. We're not conforming to the pattern of this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds as we read God's word. And it enables us to be circuit breakers, doers of good around the place, as hard as that will be, as living sacrifices. It's being like Jesus. Then, as you do this, right, as you put this into practice, this is as you test this. In other words, it's not saying, oh, I wonder if this is right or wrong or not. The word test is actually when you put something into practice, you're actually testing it, all right? It's saying when you put this into practice, then you'll be able to test. Then you'll be able to put it into practice, showing that you've your mind's being changed, you're thinking about what God wants you to do, and you're putting it into practice. And then as you go and you do it, what does God do? He tells you, he shows you that what you've done is the right thing, that this is what his will is, and that it is good, and it is pleasing. And you're thinking, that was tough, that was hard, but I know I've done the right thing, and it's pleasing. And wow, and it's God's little way of saying behind the back, I say, well done, do it again, all right? You know what that's like, you know, when you've seen others missing, you know, you've just done something good. You've spurred someone on to do love and good deeds. You've done something good, all right? You had a choice. You didn't have to, all right? We do as Christians, but you didn't have to at that moment, but you did. And something came back out of that. Isn't it wonderful? And I think that's God sort of saying, see, it works, all right? Do it again. It's okay to have that buzz. Do it again. Do it again. Keep doing it. All right. It's hard, but keep doing it. All right. God sees. And this is why the next little bit comes on, because, again, God uses his people now to prove to themselves and to each other that this is doing what is right by God, is good and pleasing, and it's what his will is. There is a long list here. Let me just read it out to you again. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, He's used the word grace there because remember the word grace means enabling. And I think this is him saying, this is not easy for me to say to you, all right, when everything within me and everything within you wants to do the opposite. He's saying, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Remembering, faith is a gift. We didn't deserve it. It's a gift. And so he's reminding us again of what God has done for us. Okay. Each of us who has one, for each of us, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. We talked about this last week. We're a family. Pick your friends, all right? We have different gifts according to the enabling, the grace, the gift given to each of us. We're not all the same. We're not all cookie cutters, all right? We're all different, okay? If your gift is prophesying, that's what I'm doing now, teaching, reminding you from what God has said in his word and telling you what he says and applying it, then prophecy in accordance with your faith. Again, reminding the preacher, you have just as much faith as everybody else has, all right? God's given, don't think of yourself more highly because you're the one who's doing the prophesying. If it is serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. Yeah? Home groups, kids groups, Sunday school, scripture teachers. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal. Zeal meaning enthusiasm. There will be days when we're down, but never be lacking in zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor focused on who you're serving. It's serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, knowing what we have and what we're getting. Patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Oh, that's a hard one, isn't it? But we're circuit breakers. What causes fights to keep going and going and going? What do we see in the world around us, the way it conforms to it? One hits back, another one, another one, another one. Where to stop? It's not happening with me. It might take more blows till it stops. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. That doesn't mean what's right, I do what pleases you all the time. No, that doesn't mean that. Or you do what pleases me all the time. It's saying I am to do what's right in the sight of everybody, and you are to do what's right in the sight of everybody. It's not from the other person's perspective of what right or wrong is, okay? It's doing right wherever we are, okay? Do not take, rejoice, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Peace is a twofold thing. There'll be some who just do not want to have peace with you, but you can be at peace in yourself even though you're in a state of war, right? Yeah, in that state, all right? Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it's mine to avenge, says God. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Oh, this one. I remember this in youth group way, way back. I remember used to say, see, I can heap burning coals on my enemy's head. Oh, we know what this means. Now, those of you who know your Old Testament, what is actually Paul saying here by quoting the Old Scriptures, by putting coals on our heads? Some of you may have had a Catholic background and may have put some ashes on Ash Wednesday. What is it a reminder of? It's a reminder of repentance, all right? It's realizing that we've done wrong and we ought to change and repent. All right? So what's Paul saying here? He's saying, if your enemy is hungry, do good to him, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Do good. All right? With the hope there, then doing this, you will move him towards realizing that you're doing the right thing, the good thing. He's doing the wrong thing, and he will repent and change and do what's right. And even if you don't see that, and someone else does, then God sees and God knows, because you've done what's right in the eyes of everyone. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Brothers and sisters, what does God want us to do now that we choose to live life God's way according to his word, the Bible, are right with God through the person and work of Jesus received by faith, meeting together regularly together to encourage one another so as we might know how to live life God's way? What does he want us to do? He wants us to be more and more like Jesus. He wants us to be sanctified, to be circuit breakers, to do what's pleasing in God's sight, to put it into practice. And God will give us the help to do just that. In your little news and notes, you'll see there's another little handout in there as well. And I'm just going to finish with these. And you'll see it inside your handout. So just turn to it now, okay? Open it up in your news and notes. It's this one here. It has the top. It says Romans 12, verses 1 to 12. Little summary there, the first little bit about verses 1 to 2. But then look there down there at Romans 12, verses 3 to 21. Here is a little checklist, okay? A little checklist. And I have this on my fridge. Well, I did have it on my fridge. I went to look for it yesterday, but it's not there anymore. I put it in my folder that I open up, but my son's taken it with him. And it's a checklist. Do I think of myself more highly than I ought? Am I devoted to the members of Abbotsford Anglican in brotherly love? Or are they just people I meet on a Sunday? Do I honour others above myself, or do I wait for them to honour me first? Am I joyful or a miserable Christian? Do I need to work on being patient in affliction, or am I a constant complainer? Am I faithful in prayer? Do I promise to pray for others, but then forget? Do I share with God's people who are in need, or am I as stingy? When was the last time I practiced hospitality for a member of church? Am I quick to bless those who persecute me, or do I curse them? Do I rejoice with those who rejoice, or can't be bothered? Do I let myself mourn with those who mourn, or am I afraid to take time to care? Am I working with living in harmony with others, or do I just think about me and what I want? Am I proud, not willing to associate with some people? Am I conceited? Do I repay those who do evil to me with good, or do I hope that evil will happen to them? Am I careful to always do what is right for others, or do I shun away or go with the crowd? Do I work at living at peace with everyone, or am I a person who is quick to look for revenge? 1 Peter 1, verse 15 and 16. Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Let me pray. This little prayer at the bottom. How about you pray it with me? Okay. Heavenly Father, sanctify me. Make me more and more like Jesus. Grant me the grace to be like him in all my dealings with everyone. Amen. That's what God wants you to do.
Please stand and join us with our next song, All I Am.
You are.
which your children bring to you, and the best and sweetest praises are but rendered for true thee. So I come to you, Lord Jesus, laying in surrender meet all I am and have and hope for, all I long at your dear feet. And a song shall be triumphant when your glory we will see. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, now and through eternity.
While we stand, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Please join with me in saying Psalm 119, verses 25 to 32. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I gave an account of my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forevermore. Amen.
Let's come to time in prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care, and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth, that we may tell of your saving words. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. We're focusing on BCA, and that's the Pharisee family, and so they've sent us through some prayer points for March, and I'm just going to pray those prayers for them now. And then we'll also pray for David Anthony's. He's the chaplain at Concord Hospital with Anglicare. I'll pray for him as well. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your work that you're doing through the Pharisee family, through Daniel and his family out there in Kununurra. They've asked us, Father, to pray for these things coming up in both March and April. Firstly, he asks us to give thanks to you for the large number of their congregation that has joined the Bible studies during the week. For the very first time, a number of them have joined these Bible studies for the first time. That's been a prayer of Daniel's and the church there for a number of months now, and that's been exciting for them to see. We give you thanks for that, Father. They, like us, have Easter services coming up, and their theme is Meet Your Son Jesus, a theme that's actually connected, Father, with the university groups that they're using this year, Meet Jesus. And so we pray with the church in Kununurra that many people in their community will be moved to come to Easter services and meet Jesus. Amen. Loving Father, we also pray for their mission week in April, the second week of April. They have a team from Moore Theological College here in Sydney flying over and spending time there, and it's in connection with the work of BCA. They want this little group that comes from the college to be able to connect with the community, connect with the church, and to together, both the church and the Moore College students, to work together at gaining more courage and confidence in sharing the good news of Jesus with their friends, family, and their community. They have a number of women's and evangelistic events coming up during that time in April, and also they have a holiday kids club and a number of evangelistic services. So we uphold that before you over this coming month. Father, we also thank you that you place your people into places of care like hospitals through Anglicare. And we thank you for the Reverend David Anthonez and Michelle, in particular David as the chaplain there at Concord Hospital. We know David. He comes amongst us here. We thank you for his ministry there at Concord, in partnership with other clergy, in caring for staff and for patients there at the hospital. Lord, keep him safe. Encourage him in his ministry there. Raise up amongst us in the churches around by his desire for others to come and volunteer and on an occasional basis to care with him, to be able to sit with patients and their families and bring your love and care. Sustain David in this difficult ministry of caring, and often sometimes it may not be well received. And so, loving Father, uphold David and all Anglicare hospital chaplains at this time, we pray in particular. Would you join with me in praying this prayer for confidence in the love and strength of God to overcome all our weaknesses together? Father, you have taught us to express our love for you by prayer, denial of self, and works of mercy. When we are discouraged by our weakness, give us confidence in your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you've given us grace to bring before you with one accord our common supplications. And you promise that when two or three are gathered together in your name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, Lord, the desires and petitions of your servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen.
You'll notice on the back page of your service sheet, we have a number of announcements there. A notice of our annual general meeting, which will be next Sunday, two Sundays away, immediately after church. Our Easter services, Good Friday and also Easter Sunday, they'll be on at 9:30. Each year we have a Passover meal. Last year was absolutely wonderful. Encourage, if you can make it, on Wednesday the 27th. 6:30 to 8:30. As always, thank you for regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church, online or via offertory box at the back of the church. Remember the monthly mission focus, which is an envelope on the pews. Prayers after the service. If you'd like a prayer after the service, Barbara and Tony will be happy to pray for you. Please come to the front of the church. After church, as usual, please stay for morning tea and continue in the fellowship. An offertory prayer. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, accept our giving towards ministry in this place and beyond. We bring them to you as a token of our love and gratitude. Grant that they may be wisely used towards your kingdom, work and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh, it's the first of the month. Birthday Sunday.
All right. Morning tea, here we go. All right, now I know it's Steve Smith's birthday. Steve gives his apologies. I wished him a happy birthday yesterday and couldn't be with us today. But hands up if there's another person here, any other can have a birthday in March. And no, you can't have a birthday in March.
Oh.
Chris! Well done! Now, Chris, it's going to be a big thing for you to do. You've got to come up the front here, all right? Maybe you can get here. Yeah, you've got to come up the front here, all right? Okay. Okay, so anyone else having a birthday in March?
It's all yours.
No, it's not all yours. We get to share it with everybody else, but we get you to blow out the candle, and well, I can hold it back over here. And I can blow it up. But Chris, let me pray this little prayer for you and for Steve, the brothers that are having a birthday. Oh, actually, we'll sing it. Happy birthday, Chris. Here we go. Are you ready, everyone? This is our song. Thank you that together with them we belong to your family called the church, and that together we share in all benefits of belonging through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Happy birthday. A reminder of the scripture of sentence for today from Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. As we leave, let's say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Please stand and we'll sing together our last hymn, Living Hope.
The chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Morning tea.